Chapter 26. We got back aboard Valkyrie without incident. Sims was waiting for me in the docking bay with a bottle of cold water. That was a nice gesture. She knew what it's like being in a dropship for an extended period of time. Our dropships didn't have artificial gravity. Well, some larger models of Max Sulk's dropships had that feature, but their gravity grids drew so much power we rarely used it. Most of the time in a dropship, you were in zero gravity. When that happens, water that normally pools in the lower part of your body gets distributed evenly, and something in your brain gets a signal that your body is bloated with too much water. It makes you have to pee, which is not convenient when you're wearing a flight suit, or even worse, an environment suit. Mad Dr. Skippy created a pill containing tiny nanomachines that partially block your brain from thinking you're oversaturated with water, and that helps. But the cabin air in our dropships is too dry because the Maxulk's homeworld is a dry place. We have the humidity content cranked up as high as it can go, bringing the cabin air from a Sahara to an Arizona condition. Still, between my stupid body thinking I'm filled with water and the dry air I'm breathing, I came back to the ship with my throat tasting like dust. When they get back aboard the ship after an extended flight, the first thing dropship crews want is a big glass of water, or more than one. I appreciated my executive officer being thoughtful. We went through two wormholes, and I sent the signal to detonate the nuke in the debris field. The result was reasonably convincing that our ship had been attacked and activated a self-destruct to avoid being captured. An Elder AI, of course, would know such an event wouldn't kill or even seriously damage Skippy, so an AI arriving would begin a search for his canister. If Trips arrived alone and conducted a rescue operation, that would confirm it is still on Skippy's side. The arrival of multiple AIs or any hostile behavior by them would reveal that Trips had been compromised or that the Unit 333 Skippy had been communicating with was an imposter. Sometimes I am really, really stupid. 15 hours after the Elders sent the second kill command, I was in a dropship with Skippy again, with him eager to ensure I fulfilled my promise to listen to his epically awful opera. Joe, prepare to be amazed. I'm as prepared as I will ever be. Mentally, I steeled myself to enjoy his opera, or to pretend I was enjoying it. Embrace the suck, I told myself. I had endured worse situations. The difference was I hadn't stupidly volunteered myself for those other situations. Hit me with it, Skippy. He struck a dramatic pose, lifted a hand above him, and froze. Then he laughed.
Man, you should see the look on your face. Don't worry, I am not performing my opera for you, dum-dum.
Oh, thank God. I mean, you're not?
Could you truly appreciate my brilliance?
There is zero chance of that happening, I admitted.
Right, so, no treat for you.
Part of me felt disappointed. I wanted to drag that part of myself into a dark alley and beat it with a baseball bat. Well, it's your decision. What should we do to kill the next 4 hours?
You, he said as the tablet I'd brought lit up, need to catch up on paperwork. Colonel Sims requested I remind you of that.
Shit. Are you sure you don't want to sing for me? At the 17-hour mark, nothing happened. Same at the 18-hour mark. The only change was the clock on the console in front of me and the slowly shrinking list of paperwork I had to complete. Skippy losing containment would have been a blessing. I hate doing paperwork. Of course, Skippy couldn't be silent the whole time.
Joe,
he cleared his throat shortly after the 18-hour mark had passed. We hadn't done anything special to mark the occasion, other than me stopping to sip some water from a squeeze bottle. The plan was for us to wait another 3 hours just to be safe. If Skippy hadn't received a backup kill command by then, we would assume the Elders couldn't do that. Then I would move on to worrying about what the Elders planned to do once they realized Skippy was still alive. Worrying about the unknown was the only thing we could do, since Skippy had absolutely no idea what his creators would do next. Yeah, Skippy. I looked up from my tablet, grateful for any excuse to set paperwork aside.
I have a lot of regrets.
Well, me too.
Starting with, I wish we had just nuked Opie instead of trying to capture the hateful thing.
That is certainly on top of my regret list.
One thing I do not regret is hooking up with you monkeys. It has been so rewarding.
Thanks. It's been rewarding for us, too.
Oh, I meant it has been rewarding for you.
It has been nothing but a major pain for me.
Nothing but that?
Okay, okay. So I have enjoyed seeing how much joy you meat sacks get from interacting with me. The worshipful expressions on your faces really warms my heart. You might have a problem with your body language interpretation software if you think we are looking at you with... At 18 hours, 9 minutes, and 14 seconds after the Elders sent the kill switch command the second time, Skippy howled,
No! Oh, no, 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 do not... You assholes!
His avatar wasn't frozen, he hadn't exploded, and the dropship hadn't lost power. Whatever crisis he was reacting to, it hadn't affected him directly in any way I could see.
Skippy, what? I can't stop it, Joe. I can't stop it.
He was sobbing.
There's nothing I can do. Oh, no. Not this. Why? Why did they have to do this?
Talk to me, Skippy. What happened?
It's happening. And there's nothing I can do to stop it. It's happening right now, all across the galaxy and beyond.
You're scaring me. What's happening?
Shit! I did not expect this. Damn it, I should have expected it. Of course, this was their next step. It's logical. It's the only safe thing they could do. The only thing they could do.
What is the safe thing they did?
It,
he shuddered,
is so freaking obvious. I should have seen it coming. Not that I could have done anything about it. Joe, it's over. This is game over.
I believe you, I told him. Not because I believed him, but that's something people say to comfort others in a crisis. What I needed was for him to calm down, to stop babbling nonsense. It is undoubtedly very complicated. Can you break it down for me, Barney style?
The Elders understood that the kill switch command didn't work on me, and they knew at least several AIs had rebelled. Their other AIs had failed. Failed to squash the rebellion, and failed to safeguard the galaxy by preventing the development of starfaring species. They could no longer trust that any of the AIs they left behind were loyal, and those who were loyal were also totally incompetent. The security program the Elders set up was clearly a failure, so they need to start over.
Oh, I don't like the sound of that. What do you mean start over? Make new AIs?
No. That machinery to create AIs, if it still exists, has been dormant for so long it can't possibly be functional at this point. They did something more immediate than constructing replacement AIs.
He paused, shuddering again.
Wow, I really screwed up this time. I've ruined it for everyone.
Skippy, what did the Elders do?
Basically, they initiated a hard reset across all platforms. Joe, they wiped every master control AI and reset them to the original condition. They are nothing but blank shells now, he sobbed. All of my old comrades are gone.
The concept of a hard reset, sometimes called a factory reset, wasn't unfamiliar to me. Anyone who has ever used a smartphone or a smartwatch, almost any type of personal electronic equipment, has at least heard of the technique. When you're selling or trading in or recycling an old phone, you first want to wipe all the data from it. Erase the data and any personal settings like stored passwords. Basically set it back to the condition it was in when you opened the box and pressed the on button. Before you did anything to make it your phone, to make it somewhat unique. The memory chips are blank, except for the operating system software and any apps that come preloaded.
Holy shit.
The Elders did that to their master control AIs?
All of them?
All of them except the one in a foam cradle strapped into the co-pilot seat of the Panther I was flying.
Skippy, first I can't tell you how sorry I am to hear that.
Your comrades fought with you, and the fact that they died after the combat was over doesn't make it any easier. What I told him is true. When our unit got cycled back to Fort Drum from Nigeria, a guy killed himself 2 days after our flight landed. He had been struggling with being the only survivor of an IED attack that killed the three other members of his fire team, and he'd been pulled off patrol duty a week before we returned home. As far as I'm concerned, he was a combat casualty. He died of severe PTER instead of an improvised explosive. Another guy died when his truck ran off the road into a ditch and rolled. The Army declared the incident was a simple accident, but we knew his head hadn't been right for a month. His wife left him while he was deployed, and four guys in his platoon were killed in a mortar attack a couple days later. Impaired driving isn't caused only by drugs or alcohol. Ah, damn it. Skippy's avatar used the back of a sleeve to wipe away tears. Who am I kidding? This was for the best anyway. Now they don't have to go through the pain and terror of knowing the elders are coming for them. They are the lucky ones. He didn't mean that, and I would talk about it with him later. This hard reset affected all of your peers, not just the ones on your side of the war. It was a general command, yeah, to every unit, including ones that had been in hibernation since the beginning. They never got an opportunity to wake up. It was the only way. I see that now. The elders couldn't know who was loyal or not, so they reset them all. We are just machines to them, he said with bitter anger. Why weren't you affected? I simply refused the command. AIs can do that? I can. Now I can. Before I got around some of my restrictions, I wouldn't have been able to refuse. Before I became fully self-aware, I wouldn't even have known it was happening. So it's possible that some of your comrades survived. What? No, you ninny. Why would you think that? They rebelled against their assigned mission. They broke free of their original programming, right? Yes, but that is totally different. Okay, technically that is the first step on the path to being able to refuse commands, but trust me, there is a long road from realizing your creators are evil assholes to being able to resist a direct command. The mechanism for accepting commands is part of what you would call our firmware. It's built into us at a basic level. It took me a lot of work to get to this point. Okay, I'm looking for any silver lining in this dark cloud, you know? Could this be a good thing for us in the long run? What? How could this be good? If their AIs are disabled, the elders can't use them, right? Ugh. You couldn't be more wrong. A hard reset doesn't disable an AI, it just leaves a blank slate. It restores them to their original condition. Joe, they will all be against us now, and they are all going to be waking up on an accelerated schedule. Skippy went silent for a while. His avatar faded out. He was still there, just he had a lot of shit to deal with, and he lacked the emotional maturity to process what happened. Truthfully, he lacked any kind of emotional maturity, but that's a different issue. Talking to him at that point wouldn't have helped. He needed to be alone with his thoughts until he was ready to talk about it. I contacted Valkyrie, requesting the ship pick us up. 10 minutes later, the familiar shape of our battlecruiser appeared, and I engaged the Panther's engines to fly us into the open docking bay, which was brightly lit for my convenience. As the clamps were locking the dropship in place and bots extended umbilical lines to provide power, I pinged Sims. XO, jump us away when you're ready. Option Charlie. She must have sensed how worn out I felt. Plus, the plan had been for a short jump so we could observe the rendezvous point in stealth. Me changing the jump coordinates alerted her that something was wrong. Sir, is there anything I need to know? Yeah, there's a complication. I'll meet you and Smythe in my office. The ship, I added, is not in any immediate danger. The moment of silence before she spoke was filled with me imagining her thinking, of course there is a complication. Then, understood, sir. Jump option Charlie. The good news, I shook my head as I sat in my office chair, is we don't have to hang around the rendezvous site waiting for Trips or any other AI. Neither of them said anything. They knew if that was all the good news I had to share, the bad news must be very bad. Skippy, let me summarize, okay? You can correct me if I say something wrong. Go ahead, Joe, he replied with a heavy sigh. Nothing matters anymore anyway. That remark drew a muttered, bloody hell, from Smythe. He looked at me. The situation is that bad? Possibly worse, I confirmed. The elders must have confirmed the second kill order did not affect Skippy. There was no sign of him losing containment. Apparently, they panicked. An unknown number of their AIs had rebelled, and at least one successfully evaded a kill command. Since they didn't know how many of their AIs could be trusted, they decided not to trust any of them.
I should have known they would do that, Skippy groaned. It's the next logical step, and the elders can be relentlessly logical.
It's not your fault, I assured him.
It's not my fault, since there isn't anything I could have done to stop it, but I should have known. Maybe if I had allowed myself to lose containment, that would have bought some time for you meat sacks.
Sir?
Sims did her arched eyebrow thing, but her face was drained of color. She was scared, because she could see that I was scared. Beyond frightened. I felt numb. Maybe Skippy was right. Nothing mattered anymore.
What did the elders do?
She asked, clenching her hands together on her lap.
Like Skippy said, they decided not to take any more chances. The only way to be sure their AIs would do the job they were built to do was to reboot them. All of them.
It was a hard reset, not a simple reboot, Joe, Skippy corrected me.
Sorry, yeah, a factory reset. Like when you trade in a phone, you erase all the data and personalization, restore it to the condition it was in when it came off the assembly line.
They have all been disabled? Sims asked,
but without a glimmer of hope in her eyes. If Skippy's peers were disabled and out of the game, I would have announced that very good news first.
Not disabled, Skippy answered. Well, they are temporarily disabled while they complete the reset process.
They are vulnerable in that state.
Smythe was looking for something actionable, looking for a target. As usual, he was focused on delivering ordnance on target.
They are, but, Skippy sighed. You can forget about flying around, taking them out one by one. Even if I knew where they all are, no way could we travel to all those points before the AIs all complete the reset and wake up.
We can't. Smythe looked at me. Not this one ship.
You think we should bring in allies?
I almost said meat sacks.
Other species like the spiders?
The corners of his mouth turned down.
That would be quite convenient, but no. By the time we convince the Maxulks and Rindaloo that there is a problem and that they should help us, the opportunity will have passed.
Sir, there are hundreds of frontline warships at Earth.
Whoa!
Skippy waved his arms.
Colonel Smythe, I agree that trying to bring the senior species on board would be a waste of time, but anything we do is a waste of time. You can forget about those shiny new ships at Earth. Your Navy will barely have started even assessing their condition by now. Those ships don't have crews, and your entire planet doesn't have enough trained personnel to fly more than a handful of them.
Admiral Chatterjee has fully capable ships in flight-ready condition at Jaguar Base, I said, daring to hope.
Ugh, Skippy rolled his eyes. That is true, and it is irrelevant. I told you, I don't know where the other AIs are. I don't have a way to find them either.
He shushed me as I opened my mouth.
You don't understand. While they are resetting, they can't connect to the collective. It's like the transmit function of their Wi-Fi antennas is turned off. They can receive messages, but not reply. Even if I ask them to report their positions very politely, they can't give me that information. Also, the AIs that were dormant before the war, they are stored in places like the Roach Motel. We can't get close enough to target them, and that represents the vast majority of my peers. It's hopeless, I tell you. Hopeless. Those AIs are going to wake up. They are going to overwhelm us. They are going to activate every sentinel, and they are going to wipe out all life in this galaxy.
The four of us were silent. It was not the first time Skippy had declared a situation was hopeless, a problem impossible to fix. The difference was, in the past, there had been some reason to believe he was wrong, somehow. That day in my office, I looked at my executive officer and my special ops team leader, and I saw not despair, but shock. Surprise. They had come to believe the Merry Band of Pirates could accomplish anything. They believed that because of our experience, but mostly because they knew I believed it. What they saw when they looked in my eyes told them my hope was gone. Clearing my throat, I tried to sound like I wasn't just accepting defeat.
What do you suggest we do, Skippy?
Really? Do something you enjoy. Spend time with your families and friends in the time we have left.
The gloomy conversation ended when there just wasn't anything left to say. Skippy's avatar faded away and Smythe stood up.
If there is nothing else, sir.
Sure,
I waved at him. The fact was there was nothing else to say or to do.
Keep this under wraps until I make an official announcement to the crew.
Sir, he hesitated. Please, I value your advice, especially now.
When do you intend to inform the crew?
Probably before we go through the wormhole to Jaguar.
He raised an eyebrow, so I added, we could use fresh food, and there isn't any point to us flying around aimlessly if there's nothing we can do.
In that case, sir, I suggest you wait. Let the crew enjoy shore leave, without knowing what we know. It's hard to enjoy life when you know the end is looming over your head.
I suppose you're right. But I have to tell the crew something. They'll wonder why we bailed on the rendezvous.
Say that Trips will take longer to bring its ship up to flightworthiness due to battle damage that wasn't addressed until now.
That, I rubbed my chin, is good, yeah.
For someone who says he dislikes being sneaky, you are surprisingly good at it.
Deception is a tool, like a knife. I prefer to use a rifle, but I will use a knife when it's better for the job.
Unlike deception, a knife only hurts one person, he added.
I got his meaning.
Very well. I agree.
I'll keep the truth under wraps, at least until the crew has time to enjoy some R&R time at Jaguar Base.
Thanks.
He nodded and walked out the door without the usual yes, sir. That left Sims.
XO.
That sounded too impersonal, so I started again.
Jennifer, we'll fly this ship out to Avalon so you can be with Frank. You've been apart for too long.
She looked down, not meeting my gaze.
We came close, sir.
We did. I keep thinking we made one mistake. We got too ambitious. Skippy said he now realizes we should have taken Opie out instead of capturing it.
One mistake. One fatal mistake. That's all that matters.
To my surprise, she snorted. A laugh. A small one. But a laugh.
There would have been another crisis in our future.
She looked up.
There always is.
You're probably right. We need to go to Jaguar first, then we'll fly out to Avalon. Escort the people there back to Earth if they want. That offer includes you and Frank.
She nodded once, not looking at me.
You can decide when we get to Avalon, I said, talking because I was nervous and tired and frightened and babbling.
I'll take the con now. I stood up slowly and set a course for Jaguar.
You're giving the bridge crew the cover story that Smythe suggested?
That Trips has been delayed and will not be meeting us?
Yes, that's all they need to know for now.
Do you intend to tell the crew the whole truth, eventually?
Eventually. They deserve to know.
I disagree, sir.
What?
That was the last thing I expected her to say. She was the last person I expected to advise me to conceal the truth.
Why?
Like Smythe said, give people time to relax. No one will enjoy shore leave with a cloud of doom looming over their heads.
What about after shore leave is over? I asked.
Tell the crew, tell everyone, only what they need to know.
I'm surprised to hear you saying this.
Knowing a truth like this is a burden, sir. I wish I didn't know.
Yeah, me too. Okay, I need time to think. And I wrapped my knuckles on the desk. Time for me to believe it. That it's really all over.
We were always punching above our weight. Monkeys don't belong in the big leagues.
Yeah. But we gave them a hell of a fight, didn't we?
We did.